Well, good morning, everyone. August feeder cattle settled down 245 at 349.55. September feeders down $1.27 at 344.97. August fats up 15 cents, 226.67. October fats down 7 cents, 223.22. Real-time feeder index 351.46, down 447. Box beef choice down 319 at 366.91. Select down $1.22 at 354.23. 127 loads on Tuesday. Week to date, 238 loads. That choice select spreads at $12.68. Feeder cattle index down 344 at 356.27. Daily average is 344.30 on 1,182 head. Oklahoma City down $16 at 349. Joplin down $11 at 339. Well, good morning, folks. The cattle complex started Tuesday with follow-through on Monday's buying. Then it sold off by midday. Feeders closing several dollars lower. Live cattle mixed and barely changed. That kind of moderate selling after Monday's reversal was expected. The more telling session will be here on Wednesday. After a $27 break since June 22nd, the cattle features are deeply oversold and loaded with negative psychology, and I suspect the rest of the week reflects Tuesday's price action consolidation between Monday's low and Tuesday's high. Both feeders and fats closed mixed Tuesday with some deferred contracts catching up to the nearby, potentially one of the more constructive signs we've seen, suggesting the complex may have found some support. I don't want to get overly bullish just yet, but given the sell-off this month, the way the cattle futures have performed the past 2 years, it doesn't take much positivity to inspire the cash markets. If the funds decide to defend longs at all, it's very possible we saw a temporary bottom here Friday and Monday. I didn't hear any packer bids here confirmed trade Tuesday. USDA did report 33 head in Iowa at 232 live with 790 head at 375 dress basis, about 234 to 235 live equivalent. As I said, Monday trade could start here at 235, but end up lower by the end of the week. Expect cash to hold off until till Thursday or Friday. Tuesday's slaughter estimate was 103,000 head versus 111,000 head last week. USDA revised Monday's slaughter estimate down to 102,000 head, bringing the week-to-date total to 205,000 head versus 216,000 head last week, running 11,000 head below last week's pace. The full week is tracking towards 514,000 head. Industry estimates remain in that 520 to 530,000 range, so we're running below even that. The kill cuts are real. The cattle and feed report here on Friday, the Dow Jones Newswire posted the average pre-report estimates for Friday's July 1st cattle and feed report. On feed as of July 1st, estimated 102.2% of last year, range 101.1 to 102.5. Placements during June, estimated at 98%, range 93.7 to 99.8. Marketings during June, estimated 97%, range 94.9 to 98. It's worth noting that June had 22 weekdays this year versus 21 last year. That extra marketing day is in those numbers. Monday afternoon's choice cutout bounced $3.29 higher than Friday, but Tuesday gave most of the back choice down 319 at 366.91. Select down $1.22 at 354.23 compared to last Tuesday. Choice is $7.04 lower and select is $10.18 lower. Volume was 127 loads versus 74 loads last week. The news out of the beef complex has not improved. There's no shortage showing up. Ground beef remains on the push list with higher fat blends behind discounted further. That said, a significant slaughter reduction that drops fed beef production could turn the market, at least temporarily. Last year, the packer reduced non-holiday weekly fed beef production below 400 million pounds for three consecutive weeks, August 2nd, 9th, and 16th. The weekly average spot choice cutout climbed about $50 in 4 weeks to $413.60 during the week of September 9th. Once production bounced back to that 417 to 430 million pound range, the cutout collapsed. I'm not saying the packer can repeat that this year, but it's worth being aware of. Last week's comprehensive carcass weights declined 7 pounds to 944 pounds. That's 36 pounds above last year and 52 pounds above 2024. All signs point to the seasonal bottom having been posted 2 weeks ago at 938 pounds. Expect weights to trend higher throughout the fall into early winter. Though the average premium over the last year likely runs closer to 26 pounds rather than the 38-pound average we've seen earlier this year. Choice in the higher grading declined 60 basis points last week to 87.1%, still 4.1% above 2025 and 4% above 2024. Grading pattern this year looks like it's tracking closer to 2025, which posts a sideways to higher trend through the last 3 months of the year. After 2024's pattern of more than 20% decline through the balance of the year. Looking at the option plays here on Tuesday, I want to look at the option, what the options pit told us here Tuesday, because it told us plenty here. The trade of the day, somebody bought 650 to February 230, $2 put spreads in live cattle. That's better than $2.5 million in premium for the winter downside production. That's not a gambler, folks. That's a commercial size money put in the floor underneath the first quarter cattle. Underneath that, we saw textbook feedlot hedging. October put spreads financed by selling calls up above and put spreads bought in the September feeders. Floors being built from the low 220s on down, ceilings being sold from 230 on up. As together, here's the message ahead of Friday's Cattle on Feed report. The pros aren't betting on this market. They're insuring against it. And if the big money is laying in floors this week, producers with unpriced fall and winter cattle ought to be asking why. On Tuesday, feeders backed off a bit. We got as high as 350, 347 before ending the day back below 350. For Wednesday, the 349 to 350 area is a key zone to watch here. If the market can regain its footing above 350.50, we can really cook back to the upside once again. Drop below that 349.5, we could be looking at a move back to 348 or lower. In the live cattle Tuesday, we tried for higher prices early but couldn't sustain the gains, ultimately settling into a value range of 223.30 on down to 222.30. The way I see it, the cattle curve is all going to one price, and we're likely going to twiddle our thumbs here for the next few months as this market consolidates here in no man's land. For Wednesday, I'm keying off 223.30. Bottom line, Tuesday was moderate selling after Monday's reversal, expected and not alarming. The complex is deeply oversold after a $27 break. Consolidation between Monday's low and Tuesday's highs is likely the pattern for the rest of the week. Watch cash cattle develop here Thursday or Friday in the 232 to 235 area. The kill is running below estimates at 514,000 head pace. That reduction does matter. And keep Friday's Cattle on Feed report on your radar. That's your cattle market update for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you would like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, please give us a call here at 308-708-7340. We'll talk with you all tomorrow.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.